Good morning, my name is Geoffrey Marsh. I'm director of the Department of Theatre and Performance at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. The Victoria and Albert Museum is the United Kingdom's National Museum of Art, Design and Performance. And we're delighted that the show You Say You Want a Revolution has come to Brussels. It's the fourth venue on a world tour, which will carry on for a few years for a lot of people. It will be an interesting look back at the past and how in a 5 or 6 year period at the end of the 60s, there was an extraordinary social change. So we were interested in looking at a kind of period because music was the thing that really linked people around the world in a period when, you know, phones were very expensive, travel was very expensive. Records, LPs, were one way that people could unite and connect with people that they might never meet. And probably the most famous example of that is Sgt. Pepper. When it came out, it sold several million copies within a few months. And you could literally hear it around the Western world. And so music for that period, probably more though than any other time in the recent past, was something that unified people and where all sorts of messages could be conveyed. So that's the root of the exhibition, the idea of showing how music connected things together. But the core of the exhibition is actually six different revolutions. Revolutions how you look, it starts with fashion, with Carnaby Street, all those sort of things. And then getting into more, I suppose, theoretical ideas about revolution in the head. We're dealing with the baby boomer generation. In the period immediately after the Second World War, there's a rapid rise in the number of people being born. In Britain in 1947, there was the largest number of live births. Simply everybody came back from the war, got married, had children. And of course, that generation, 20 years later, was in 1967. And so you have this enormous group of young people, many of them going to university, meeting people from all sorts of different backgrounds and getting all sorts of new ideas, new ways of looking at the world, use of drugs for enhancement or getting into Eastern religions and all that sort of thing. And that's what this exhibition tries to do. It tries to draw together all these different strands and show how they had this very profound effect on society. I suppose what was the most difficult thing in the exhibition? Well, the fact you can't take LSD. During 1966, it became a drug of choice, particularly in America. And of course, what it does is it allows you to see the world in a different way. And of course, politicians were very worried because once you can see the world in a different way one way, you can imagine it in all sorts of different ways. It was a period, obviously, with decolonialization going on around the world, all these new countries appearing, different economic systems, Marxism was very popular, you had the Cultural Revolution in China. And so what happens is that the government, first in America, followed by Britain, bans LSD literally overnight. Tried to show the big themes which actually nowadays connect everybody together, and there's just two of those I wanted to mention. 1968, Apollo 8 is the first one of the moonshots to go round the moon, comes out the other side and they see the Earth, the blue planet, for the first time, and they take that famous photograph, Earthrise. That's really the start of the environmental movement. And just about the same time, in December 1968, a strange event, a computing conference in San Francisco, which nowadays is nicknamed the mother of all demonstrations. And at that computer conference, Doug Engelbart demonstrated virtually everything that is in your computer today. The mouse, hypertext and all that sort of thing. And of course, that was the start of personal computing. I was asked what I think my favourite object in the exhibition is. I find it very, very difficult to say that because there's so many things. Some of them are just sort of fun objects and all the rest of it. But I think, for me, one of the highlights is the film of Woodstock, August the 16th to the 18th, 1969. So we're just coming up to 50 years. The largest gathering of human beings on the planet at the time. And it was organised by someone who was 24. So if you're out there and you're in your 20s and you're thinking you can't change anything, it's not true, that's just what the older generation tell you. What Woodstock, I think, represents, apart from the fact that it's fantastic music, is if you want to change things, just start doing it.